And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Here are the U-Docs, Dr. Michael Roizen and Dr. Arthur Perry.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on RadioMD.com. You can find all 12 years, it'll be 12 years in September, of our shows back on RadioMD.com. We're also on iHeartRadio Talk. You can put us on your daily pulse or just listen to us on TuneIn Radio. Again, you can access us. I often listen to the show two or three days later to see what I've done wrong and right, especially with Arthur Perry. Dr. Perry is here. And Arthur, what do tattoos hide that's problematic?
Well, you know, Mike, tattoos are so popular now. If you go to the beach, any beach in the United States, I was at the Jersey Shore just a week ago, and I think we've passed the tipping point. We're over 50% of people at the beach. It's unbelievable. But there's all sorts of issues with tattoos. We're not going to get into all those today.
Is that just the Jersey beaches? Are people saner in other places?
I don't know. You know, unfortunately, I'm at the Jersey Shore, so that's where I go to work on my tan. No, I don't work on my tan. You know that. But
you might test your tan blocker, though. You do have a new tan blocker coming out next year. For now, you've got something called Nighttime, right?
Well, nighttime is the night, but daytime is the SPF 20 I have for the face. That's already out, so that's out this year. Next year, we've got sun time.
If people want to see you testing it, how would they go about testing it on themselves? There's a website, drperrys.com, right?
That's correct.
P-E-R-R-Y-S. And is it D-R, or D-O-C-T-O-R?
Yes. You know, Mike, actually either will work, but we like to say it's drperrys.com.
And the phone number is 855-940-1900?
There's a 1900? Yeah, let's use 1900 for the show. 1900.
Okay.
So that's how ladies and gentlemen can order.
But anyway, forgetting that for a moment, what is the problem with tattoos? Other than the obvious is, of course, they're a permanent reflection of a temporary feeling.
Well said. That's right. And even worse, Mike, is when a tattoo is put on over a mole. And that's what we're here to talk about today. Tattoo artists, they really don't care about moles. I mean, you have to understand the training of a tattoo artist, and you know, there no college degree, no medical degree, or anything like that. It's a trade, and some of these guys are incredible artists. They're excellent at what they do, if that's what you like to do. But many tattoo artists do not understand what happens when you put a tattoo over a mole. It's a very dangerous practice, and it happens all the time. So there was a paper that was published in JAMA Dermatology a week or so ago. It's a very prestigious dermatology journal. And there was a 29-year-old guy in Germany who went into a clinic to have his tattoo removed by laser. So the dermatologist said, well, you've got a mole within this tattoo. Let's get rid of that first. And the guy refused and then went through dozens and dozens of laser treatments to remove the tattoo. Mike, 43, which I've never heard of. That's a new indoor world's record. 43 treatments. And then the dermatologist said, you know what? It's been 7 years of treatments, 43 treatments. You still have that mole, and it's not looking good. You got to take it off. So finally, the guy said, all right, I'll take off the mole. Turned out to be a melanoma. And, you know, it was a mid-level melanoma. The prognosis of melanoma is directly related to how thick it is. So this guy was relatively lucky because it wasn't real thick. Amazingly, even with that, he refused the treatment, which is a wide excision. We have to really get around these things. But this was published, and the lesson, the dermatologist said, well, we learned our lessons. We're never going to remove tattoos unless someone agrees to have the mole taken off. But better, if you're listening and you've got a mole, don't have a tattoo over it, because you cannot follow the progress of the mole, whether or not it is turning into a melanoma. And there is some evidence
and that's really
that
important
the toxic dies.
That's really important, because a lot of tattoo artists will work the mole into the tattoo design to kind of hide the mole at the same time. And that's a bad practice, because you want to be able to follow the mole.
Absolutely. And you lose the ability by clinical examination, and you even lose the ability by what's called dermoscopy, which is kind of like a microscope for the skin with that looks at moles even intact on your body. There's also evidence, Mike, that the tattoo pigment itself can change moles. It's not strong evidence, but it's a suspicion by dermatologists that the actual tattoo pigment is toxic to the mole and can induce a transformation to the mole. And there's also some evidence that the laser treatments themselves can stimulate melanoma formation in a mole. There's a lot of bad things out there. So this is an important paper. To me, to be honest, it really took a lot of guts for the dermatologists to publish this, because, you know, I personally think it was a mistake to do what they did anyway, you know, to go ahead and, despite the fact that the guy had a bad-looking mole, they went ahead and did all these treatments. I would have said, you know what, come back if you get the mole taken off, and then we'll start the laser treatments. You know, you have to have that kind of responsibility. But interesting story, Mike. Back to you.
And this is the Real Age Tip of the Week now. The fruit that fights high insulin, high sugar levels, and metabolic syndrome. There's a tart and juicy breakfast fruit that might help keep your blood sugar in check, and that's important for decreasing the risk from prostate and breast cancer, and maybe others. And it helps keep metabolic syndrome in check. We're talking about grapefruit. In a large study, obese people who ate half a fresh grapefruit before meals showed improvement in two important measures related to metabolic syndrome: weight and insulin response. Not only did the grapefruit eaters shed pounds, but their insulin resistance improved too, meaning their blood sugar stayed lower. Metabolic syndrome is bad news for your body. It's characterized by a combination of five serious health problems that can jack up your risk for heart disease and diabetes. Insulin resistance, where the body fails to use insulin properly, is one of the more serious markers, because it can lead to high blood sugar and type 2 diabetes. High blood pressure, unhealthy LDL cholesterol levels, high blood sugar, and abdominal obesity, that is, obesity or fat in your visceral area, in your abdominal area, make up the rest of the formula for the metabolic syndrome. So here's the happy news. You can improve that by moving along, being regular with your meals, and eating monounsaturated fat first in the meal. The benefit, reducing your risk of diabetes, priceless. Thanks for listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show today. We'll be back with a new show next week. Thanks to all of our guests, Sona for great engineering on Radio MD. Stay well.
Hi, this is Melanie Cole, show host here at Radio MD and a mother of two. I want parents to know about Great Start Life Insurance, offered by Guarantee Trust Life Insurance Company. Great Start ensures the future insurability of your children. Now, what does that mean? Too often, people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards can preclude them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. But by insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your children, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out all about the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com and see for yourself why Great Start is, well, a great start for your kids. Peace of mind at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com. For the Great Start Plan, go to GreatStartGTL.com.
Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois.
You may already take omega-3s for heart and brain health, but what most people don't realize is that DHA is really the preferred form. Did you know if you take omega-3s, but your body cannot convert them into the preferred DHA form, you won't get much benefit? The ultimate DHA omega-3 would be water-soluble, so it's already in the right form for digestion. That's a game-changer. It would eliminate the fish burps, be good-tasting, and all-natural. It would be environmentally sustainable from algae oil, plus non-GMO and allergen-free. Well, I have some good news for you. Empirical Labs already invented this. And better yet, you can get a bottle right now for 50% off with a special offer at TakeOmega.com. This is the only water-soluble DHA supplement, plus it's vegan. So go to TakeOmega.com right now for a limited time savings, 50% off at TakeOmega.com. That's O-M-E-G-A, TakeOmega.com.